Good afternoon, Gary, Andrew. Thank you for joining us after this 1-0 victory away at Romulus. Gary, much better conditions, albeit it is damn cold now, but it did lead to better football throughout the game, and for another good test really from a team two leagues below us.
Yeah, these like I said before, these games are important because obviously it gives us a chance to have a look at some stuff, different players. And obviously I know that when you play a team that's two steps below you, they're going to raise their game. It's like a cup final for them, so they're going to come out all guns blazing because they've got a point to prove and they want to show exactly what they can do. So I do like these kind of games. I think it's a good opportunity for us and a good test to see where we are and how far away we are and what we need to do and what we need to change. So yeah, all in all, it was a decent, you know, performance by the boys again today.
Okay. Andrew, we tried something a little different first half with three centre-backs. How do you feel that that worked out?
Yeah, I think we've got the personnel to change shape this year. We're going to be a bit more fluid. I think that there was some good patterns to what we worked on. Bear in mind, we only had one session to work on it because we had the Walsall Wood game on Tuesday. So the lads have brought out some of them patterns today, what we worked on Thursday. So I'm happy about that. There's obviously always going to be a few teething problems when you're looking at a different shape, which I thought there was today. I thought some of the pitches, though, when they identified them after 10 or 12 minutes, we started to create chances and get into the final third a lot. And today, to be, if we're being brutal, it's like some of the chances where we should have scored, we could have scored another two or three chances, or maybe four or five. We had some chances from corners, from open play. If we let off the shot, take less touches in the last third, maybe a bit of a better decision making. But I'm just happy that we're getting into them areas and we're creating the chances. So I was quite happy with the shape for around 55-60 minutes out of the 90 minutes I was up here. Then I think there was a couple of things that I'd look at that we need to tweak, which maybe they weren't on the same page as what we thought, what we worked on Thursday. But again, that's being probably a little bit harsh because the lads didn't have loads of time. What I will say is, whatever shape we're playing, we do not look like conceding goals at all. And for me, teams what win the title, teams are talking about scoring goals. For me, teams what win the title, and we had the best defence last year, is it teams who have good defences. And the lads as a collective, as a group, seem very, very secure. And we're limiting teams to touches even in our box, but we're limiting teams to chances at all of any nature, which is promising, I think.
Okay, and the only two goals that have been conceded in pre-season so far have been both penalties, so that echoes what you just said.
Yeah.
Gary, the fans will look at this rightly or wrongly now. They'll see three games without a goal from us in open play, just the penalty today. Are you concerned at all by the lack of goals?
Because as Andrew said, you know, we're getting into some great areas on the pitch and we are creating. And I do believe, you know, obviously, we'll soon start converting those chances as well. So, like I said, these pre-season games are all about finding your feet. And I believe the players are finding their feet at the moment, getting their fitness levels right. We are creating, which is good. We're not conceding, which is also good. And I do believe eventually we will start converting those chances as well.
A degree of normality, I guess, with the project restart well and truly underway now and more fans being allowed back into grounds. We've got a home game next Saturday versus Matlock Town. Some of our fans who haven't been able to see the team yet, Andrew, what can you tell them? What can they expect to see from the Lamps side?
A very well organised and well drilled team, a team that's got some exciting players in 1v1 areas, a team this year what I feel is even going to take care of the ball more. We've got more footballers in there to take care of the ball and dominate possession. I think that's sort of something that's come through in all the games that we've controlled the possession or the majority of the possession, and some committed players, a lot of pace in the team as well. We need the fans in. To be honest with you, I'm missing the fans just because of the atmosphere it creates around the ground. It feels a bit echoey without the fans, and just sort of that match day sort of bravado and that sort of banter between both sets of fans and the excitement it generates. And obviously, when you see beaches around the country and you've got sort of like, you know, stands empty and beaches full, football places are safe places to go because we can distance. So I'd love to see the fans back in and sort of around the place. But I think we are getting back to normality. More and more people are coming to games. And as the games sort of get bigger and better and it comes to the season, I think we'll naturally see more fans. And I'd like them to come out and see some of the football playing because we're playing really good football. And just adding on to that, we talk about the goals that we've not scored. I'd look at it and say, well, we've played four games and scored 10 goals. So that's 2.5 per per game, and that's title winning goal scoring form. So especially when you're conceding two in only four, so that's 0.5 per game. So 2.5 per game in goals and 0.5 would lead to victories in games. So I think we are scoring a lot of goals and we're keeping them at the other side, so I think we're doing well and we're an exciting team to watch.
Final one for Gary. Fixtures are out. Peterborough Sports away, first game of the season. What are your thoughts on that draw?
Yeah, listen, we treat it just like any other game, and it's a fantastic game for us to go and start the season. A great place for us to go. We'll give Peterborough the respect that they're due, and I'm sure they'll do the same for us. We'll just go out on the pitch with a plan, like we always do. We'll look to try and come away with the points, and hopefully that'll set us up and get us up and running for the start of this season.
So anywhere 3 points each game, yeah. That's all they're worth. So what, St Ives or Alba Church or Peterborough or Starbridge, yeah, they've all got the same
really
importance.
Matter.
That's how I feel.
Okay, gents, as always, thank you very much for your time. We'll speak to you again soon.
Cheers.